Are you looking for a deeper connection this Lenten season? Join us for a daily journey through the Good News, Grace for All Devotions for Lent 2026. This new book offers personal reflections on the life of Christ and the good news he brought to us. It's more than just a book. It's a companion to the daily podcast devotions we are launching on Ash Wednesday, February 18th. Whether you prefer a digital screen or holding a book in your hands, it's available on Amazon as a paperback, hardback, or ebook. Let this message resonate in your life this year. Pick up your copy on Amazon today. Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the people of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. On behalf of our congregation, thank you for joining us today.
Psalm 29, verse 11 says, "Let the Lord give strength to his people. Let the Lord bless his people with peace." In isolation, the closing verse of Psalm 29 is a soothing verse. But in context, it is even more soothing. It reminds me of a memory I have from childhood. I grew up in West Tennessee. Tornadoes were just part of the landscape, with 92 of them occurring between 1960 and 1980. We didn't have as many as the folks in Oklahoma. I once knew a guy from Oklahoma who claimed his home had a wind checker by the front door. It was a knot hole through which you poked a crowbar to test the wind. If the crowbar bent, you didn't open the door. But we had a lot of tornadoes in West Tennessee, and even more storms that were nearly tornadoes. We didn't have a storm shelter, but my parents had their house built with a central hub instead of a hallway, including a windowless bathroom. I remember huddling with my family in that place of relative safety, insulated from the other rooms with windows that could break in the wind and scatter life-threatening glass shards. Many times, we sat in that room, lit only by candles with the power out, and listened to the winds howling outside. When the storm passed, the quiet felt more peaceful, less taken for granted than before the storm. Psalm 29 seems to be a psalm of David, written as he witnessed a storm sweeping in from the Mediterranean Sea, shattering cedars in Lebanon, and tearing through Israel, destroying wilderness and forests, before finally devolving into peace, leaving God still enthroned and his people at peace. When God goes with us through the storms of life, it makes the peace he ultimately brings that much more profound. Father, we face many storms in this life. You came to us in the person of Jesus and lived as one of us, among us, and so you know the storms of life firsthand, beyond the knowledge that comes from being our Creator. Thank you for the peace that passes understanding when we trust in you despite our circumstances. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen. This devotion was written and read by Don King.
Thank you for joining us for today's podcast. I'm Reverend Sarah Slack, Associate Pastor at First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Our church is a vital, vibrant congregation, sharing the love of Jesus Christ to our community and to God's world. This podcast was written and produced by the people of our congregation. To know more about this ministry or other ministries of our church, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, S-T, church.org. Join us again for the next episode. And until then, bear witness to the love of God in this world, so that those to whom love is a stranger will find in you most generous friends.